From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Marine Corps General John Allen has withdrawn his name from consideration to be NATO's Supreme Commander in Europe, and he is retiring from the military. Allen told President Obama of his decision during a meeting at the White House today. NPR's Craig Windham reports the president says he accepted Allen's request to retire so the general can address health issues within his family.
In a statement issued by the White House, Obama calls Allen one of the nation's finest military leaders, and he says he conveyed his deep personal appreciation for Allen's service over the past 19 months as the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. Allen's nomination for the NATO post was put on hold when allegations surfaced that he may have sent improper email messages to a Florida socialite, but he was cleared of any wrongdoing last month following an investigation by the Inspector General of the Defense Department, who looked into the email exchanges. After Allen was exonerated, the White House had indicated it was moving ahead with his nomination. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The latest warnings from the White House over a possible sequester took on new urgency today. President Obama said this morning that if Congress fails to approve a stopgap measure, $85 billion in cuts will take effect in 10 days, and the impact will be felt across government. He wants more tax revenues. Congressional Republicans argue the president already got that and now needs to offer more in the way of trimming spending. The Supreme Court is taking up another challenge to campaign finance laws. NPR's Peter Overby tells us the new case seeks to overturn a single aspect of the limits on how much individuals can give to candidates and party committees.
Like a lot of cases on political money, McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Commission asks a relatively small question. Can the court throw out just the big overall cap on what a donor can give per year or per election cycle? Rick Hassan teaches campaign finance law at the University of California at Irvine.
If the court does that, then a whole host of campaign contribution limits could be subject to future challenge.
A 1976 Supreme Court decision says government can limit contributions to candidates and parties to guard against corruption and the appearance of corruption. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Tunisia's political transition now faces new uncertainty. The country's prime minister has stepped down after he was unable to form a new government of technocrats. The United Nations is out with new findings on civilian casualties in Afghanistan. It says that last year, 16 civilians were killed in U.S. drone strikes, which rose 72% in 2012. But the report shows that overall, civilian casualties decreased from the previous year. Dow is up 49 points. This is NPR. A new law takes effect this year in North Carolina that cuts unemployment benefits and raises business taxes. The governor has signed the legislation today. For member station WFAE, Michael Tomsick reports the state is trying to pay back $2.5 billion to the federal government.
North Carolina and more than 20 other states ran out of money for unemployment insurance after the recession. So they borrowed from the federal government, and now only California and New York still owe more than North Carolina. Governor Pat McCrory says the debt is unacceptable.
Borrowing from Washington with no idea or plan on how to pay for it ends with this administration.
The law he signed dramatically cuts unemployment benefits and slightly raises taxes on some businesses. It also means 170,000 North Carolinians will lose their federal extended benefits in July when the changes take effect. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.
Confidence among U.S. home builders is down slightly from its 6.5-year high. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Index dropped from 47 to 46 since January. Readings below 50 generally suggest negative sentiment about the housing market. For the first time, Google stock has topped $800. This comes more than 5 years after the online giant first pulled in $700 a share. An investigation is underway in Belgium into one of the biggest diamond heists in recent history. Authorities say 8 men made off with $50 million worth of precious stones from Brussels Airport yesterday. They say the men were armed, but no shots were fired. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.